Hello, this is Mike Morrow with the Fisheye Connect, and we have Mary Buck and Lori Snow here because there's an incredible workshop coming up in Havana, Cuba, and I want Lori to come on and tell about the itinerary, and Mary's going to come in, who's the photographer, and talk about the whole experience of the workshop. So I want to go ahead and just turn this over straight to Mary to start talking about the workshop so everybody knows exactly what's going to happen on this great workshop.
Well, hello, everyone.
Yeah, well,
I am very excited to announce a workshop coming up in Havana, Cuba, February 21st to the 26th. This will be the third time that I've been to Cuba. I've had a couple of experiences there that were just absolutely phenomenal. If you are looking for an out-of-box experience and would like to learn how to use your camera, I would highly recommend that you consider signing up for this workshop. The Spanish architecture is perfect backdrop for photographing the people and the cars. The photo ops are endless with all the textures and the hues. It is really, truly a photographer's paradise. All skill levels are invited to this workshop. I do recommend that you either have a DSLR camera or a mirrorless camera. Cell phone cameras are really not the best choice in Cuba. The workshop is going to consist of several two-hour sessions during the day. We kind of have to work them in within the tours because we are going to be pretty filled up with tours from early in the morning till probably dinner time. So we will work those in. The photography workshop includes a getting ready one-hour workshop in Duluth, Georgia, or by Skype if the attendee lives in a different area of the country. There will be 3 2-hour sessions in Havana working on different skill levels, and also a 2-hour session on the afternoon that we have free time. The times will be announced before the trip. There will be one-on-one mentorship throughout the entire 5 days, and then there will be a wrap-up session in Duluth, Georgia, or via Skype to share photos and receive critiques. So again, I am really excited about this workshop, and what I'd like to do next is turn this over to Lori Snow, who is the owner of Condor Tours and Travel, and she will talk to you about the itinerary.
Hi, thanks for bringing me on board, Mary. We are very excited about the opportunity to host your photography group in Cuba, an amazing destination, as you've already talked about. The itinerary itself, I've been selling Cuba basically since it was opened up about 4 years ago. When the rules changed last January, we put the kibosh, stopped working on it for a while, got an understanding of our new regulations and rules. We have now reopened Cuba. We understand what we need to do the trip legally. We have all the compliance licenses we need to pull off an itinerary there, tied in with our ground team that is located there. We've put together Havana for 5 days to include visits to sites that Mary is familiar with from her trip there, and then destinations and sites we know within Havana that we think are additional added features to allow you to maximize your time for photography. We also have included in the package all your meals, so you don't have to worry about where you're going to eat. Each morning you do dine at the hotel, and then as you're out in the field during the day, we include lunch stops and dinner stops. We've hand-selected paladars. Paladars are privately owned restaurants. They don't even call them restaurants. Paladars are privately owned homes that have opened up places where you can go eat. You do pay for it as if it's like a restaurant, but they're not the government-run restaurants. In our experience in selling the destination, we find that the paladars offer a much better menu options, quality of food, and quality of service. The hotel we've lined up with, which Mary's real excited about, is the Hotel Nacional. It is very historic. It is one of the hotels we are allowed to book in the country, as some of them are no longer eligible for booking by U.S. suppliers. The Hotel Nacional is just amazing. It sits right on the Malecón of Havana, so you also get some excellent picture opportunities there as well. Mary, what kind of other details would you like me to tell as far as visas and air? The visas, we can help get those, or we can have them set up to be picked up at the airport. Those are things we can work out with each individual going. Some people are more comfortable knowing they have it in advance. I can tell you that getting it on flight day is not a problem at all. but we can offer that service. We are packaging the price in double rooms, and there's a single supplement, so if anybody wants to go alone and likes to have their own room, we can accommodate that as well.
I think you pretty much have covered everything. Would you like to go over the pricing, or would you like me to do that?
Go. Feel free to put it out there. I make sure we're on the same page on this one.
Okay. The photography workshop is $550, and the photography workshop is optional. Of course, we hope that you would sign up for it. We have a couple different fees for the trip, depending on if it's a double or single occupancy. So the total fee with the photography workshop for double would be $3,871. For single would be $4,506. And I think that's because of the difference in the room charges. Is that right, Lori?
That's correct.
Okay.
If you're
and the total fee without the photography workshop would be slightly less, $33.21 and $39.56. Of course, we do want to encourage you to attend the photography workshop. I hope that's the reason that you've tuned in and you would be interested in doing that. We do ask for a $100 deposit, and the balance would be due. Lori, can you tell us when the balance would be due?
Ideally, we need it 60 days prior to travel. And when you do pay the deposit, that is just for the land package. It does not include the payment on air. That would be additional. And once we hit the minimum we need, then we'll go and secure air. We don't want anybody to secure air until we know for sure the trip is going to run. We're anticipating 8 passengers. Is that Mary, is that what you've got in your notes?
I believe we
eight
have
or more.
Six to eight. Uh-huh.
Okay, 6 to 8. Okay.
Yeah.
We can take more. We could actually go with less, but we feel like 6 is a good number. It's a good number for managing a group in a reasonable-sized vehicle, and I guess for your workshops as well in photography. So our goal is to hit 6.
Yeah,
we'd like to have
time.
8. We can take as many as 12, I think, is my max at my end.
The round-trip airfare from Atlanta to Havana is currently around $481, plus the $35 ticketing fee, plus the visa will run between $50 and $75. So that fee is in addition to the fees that I quoted just a few minutes ago. And also, if you are not from the Atlanta area, then your airfare, additional airfare would be, fee would be required from wherever you're coming from to Atlanta.
Right, based on origination.
We really would, yes. We really would like everyone to meet in Atlanta and take the same flight so that we arrive in Havana together. That way, our vehicles will be able to meet us and bring us to the hotel at the same time. I think
right.
That's probably the best way to work.
I agree.
So I can't think of anything else, Lori. We are really excited to be working with you. I hope that we can continue to do this, not only in Havana, but in some other interesting areas around the country. I know I've got some spots in South America I'm interested in going to.
Yeah, I did kind of get right into the package and didn't tell a whole lot about our company. We've been in business since 1991. We are an S Corp. We've been headquartered in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and we have seen a lot of change in the travel industry, and we've been able to adjust through the ups and downs of both recessions and 9/11. So we know what we're doing, and we bring a lot of professional experience, and our guides are amazing as well. We get clients to come back and tell us the best guides they've ever had. So.
What are some of the comments that your previous customers have made about traveling to Cuba?
They felt very safe when they were in our group together. They didn't feel like they had to worry about where to go, not to go. Even if they did explore on their own, the guides would give them the proper direction. The accommodations we pick, we vetted those properties. I've personally been to Cuba and visited quite a few of the properties myself. We've also vetted some of the venues we go to, especially for meals. People are very particular about meals. So when they travel with us, they're comfortable with how do they exchange their money, can they drink the water, what kind of water should they drink, where should they purchase, any souvenirs they're looking to get. Our guides down there make sure that they at all times feel that security of knowing there's not, hopefully not going to be any issues of any kind.
I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of questions that I get is it safe in Cuba? So I actually fact-checked it and found that Cuba is the second safest country in Latin America. And the both times that I was there, I felt very, very safe. Of course, you don't want to, you know, be out at night, and pickpocketing is probably the most common crime, as it would be in any tourist area.
That's correct. And there is some limitations on where they want you to go anyway. For example, you know this from when you were taking pictures, there's actually certain places they don't allow you to take pictures. And our guides know those places so that you don't find yourself getting your camera taken away from you. Mary, did you have anything like that happen while you were there?
I actually did not have that happen at all. We were welcome just about everywhere. We even visited some of the schools, and we were welcome to come in and to take pictures, which I was really
I know
surprised.
We visited a fire department and a police station, and they would not let us take pictures in either of those locations. They made us leave our cameras in the car. And in the cigar factory, they would not let us take pictures of the folks rolling the cigars. We were not allowed to do it there either. So there are a couple places that, and I guess when you were there, those weren't the places you were visiting, but those are things that we'll be able to make sure that y'all are in compliance
All right.
with their regulations.
Well, that's good information to share. And just one last thing is that I did want to talk about the currency. Your American credit cards will not work in Cuba.
We exchange your money,
yeah,
and you're going to exchange
you
it for
exchange your money.
Kooks or CUCs.
I'm not so familiar with these
terms. Their money is kooks or CUCs.
You exchange it with kooks. Right. The kooks is the currency in Cuba, and that is usually done right at the airport, and you should cash it for all the money that you think you will need for the week.
That's correct.
But your credit cards your credit cards will not work. They work from other countries, but the United States is not, and Cuba do not trade.
That's exactly right. So if you think you're going to be buying some souvenirs, you're going to have to take more cash than you're used to traveling with, because credit cards are not going to happen for you. But keep in mind, your accommodations are all covered. All your meals are virtually covered. But the only out-of-pocket expense you're going to have is your gratuities to the guides, which are important. They do really encourage it, because they really could use it there. And then items of personal nature that you might do while you're there.
Yeah, we do have the
So are the guides also there for interpreters?
Yes, the guides are interpreters. They do speak English, and they're excellent. Our guides are amazing.
Because I've had a couple people email me about a barrier language and, you know, have to deal with the language. So I figured the guides would be the interpreters. That works great.
Our packages work where the guide is basically with you during all your waking hours, unless you choose to leave the group for some reason. But the guides, by our restrictions on how we can do Cuba, meet you in the morning while you're getting ready to start for the day, and they see you back after dinner that night. So they're with you from sunup to sundown, or later, as needed. Like the cannon firing, I think one night we have that included. They'll stay with you till the end of that activity.
Well, that's good to know. The two times that I was in Havana, I did notice, because it is a big city, that most of the people who live there do speak English.
A lot of them do.
Especially
and keep in mind that the only people that haven't been allowed to go to out of the United States is the Americans. You still have all the Europeans and the Canadians going, and of course, much of Canada is English. So the language there is not that difficult. The barrier is not that difficult there. But there is some.
All right. Well,
and that's why the guys.
I think that pretty much wraps up what we want to say.